Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the sea students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. We a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun at the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes at Stitcher at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, et cetera, you're receiving us on this lovely, faithless Friday edition. We appreciate the crucified fuck out of it. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. That's my favorite one.
The crucified fuck?
I love crucifixion as a verb.
You know, they still do that shit. Weren't we talking about that offline yesterday? We found out in...
No, we were talking about online. It online.
Yeah, I see. I can't remember. I'm on drugs.
In Egypt, they'll crucify you for using a verb in the incorrect tense.
Legal drugs.
Oh, you're on legal drugs?
I'm on legal drugs.
Hit the applause button.
I can't find it. There it is. I'm a little migrainy today. It's, you know, I'm a mess. I'm a fragile little fucking flower.
We all are. Welcome to the club.
But soldiering on, I'm sure I'll feel fine as soon as the big white pill I took kicks in a little while.
The pill from Buana.
Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd be listening live or anytime, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool folk hang out and cuss and yell and swear at the right and poke and prod and make fun
That's
of them
right.
and shit like that. It's actually a warm and supportive community,
you know, that
who embraces all conservatives.
Yeah, well, let's compare this community to the GOP. Well, right. They're the party of fucking violence. You know, what did Donald Trump say? If he shot someone on Fifth Avenue, he wouldn't lose supporters, and he's right. He's fucking right.
I have a whole little block of not only Gianforte. I mean, that it's a shock to nobody that jizz stain ended up winning the election in Montana only by 7 points in a state that Schittler won bigly, but so it's still not a bad sign for the Democrats. Would have been a better sign had the other guy won, but I don't think from what I was reading, I don't think our candidate was top of the line, top shelf. I think this guy was kind of a nutball.
The guy that was running out in Montana?
Yeah, Quist or something like that?
Yeah.
They're both. I was reading some of the local Montana newspapery type stuff about it, and they're both shitty candidates. It's like, it was like when Lindsey Graham during the primary said, choosing between Ted Cruz and Trump is like deciding whether to get shot in the head or poisoned.
Yeah. Well, at least the upswing to voting for the Democrat is that he's a Democrat. I mean, there's always that. Because at least the things he's not voting on.
They're not going to win over the moderates is what we're, you know, a complete nutball Democrat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I agree with you.
I don't mean his policies even. He's like an odd person.
Yeah. Well, Montana's filled with odd people. I mean, it's a weird fucking state. Honestly, it's one of those states you can just kind of end up at, like Alaska.
How long were you there? Like a whole summer? Or?
Yeah, 3-4 months.
Did you get out of Bozeman much?
Oh, yeah. I traveled the whole state. There's no one there. There's no one there.
There's a few people.
There's lots of poverty. Shit tons of poverty. And every once in a while, there's a really rich person living in a trophy house at the top of a fucking mountain.
In the middle of nowhere, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just pulling tons of resources. You know how many resources it takes to live in the middle of fucking nowhere?
Yeah.
All of them.
That's why it's so expensive. People think, oh, I'm going to move out to the middle of nowhere. It ain't cheaper a lot because...
No, and like...
How do you get your shit to you? Unless you're off the grid and you're, you know, you got goats and chickens in your bin and you're on solar and all that shit.
Well, that is the... I think that's what people will have to do in the future. I mean, cities are kind of the answer, right? Because all of your services and your goods, it's easier to get to more people efficiently. But if you have a little trophy house on some mountain in the middle of nowhere in Montana, and oh my God, you need the fire department to come rescue your ass, well, that's a whole fucking operation just for you.
There is no fire department in a lot of those areas.
Right.
I mean, I lived in rural Wisconsin for a few years, and there was, I think they have a real one now, but even back in the day, it was a volunteer fire department. So Everybody's at home.
Right.
Then you get the call, oh my God, there's a fire. So then you have to go to the firehouse. You don't all meet at the fire. You go to the firehouse, get your shit, get your equipment, and then you all go to the fire.
Right.
So, I mean, you might as well just bring marshmallows.
Yeah. That's
by that
true.
Time, you know, it's.
And then your house. Well, but no, they do go fight that fire because, I mean, that's going to be a forest fire in the middle of Montana and nowhere. I mean, they do send resources. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a shitty way to live in the middle of nowhere for the environment.
My aunt, let's say my uncle, got the great idea to move out to the middle of buttfuck Colorado and out near Colorado Springs, I guess, out in the western kind of section, which is Dave Dobenmeyer, the other one, Gordon Klingenshit territory.
Nice.
And... we went and visited them when I was in high school for like a week. My mom and I took a train out there, and it's crazy. I mean, they were literally in the middle of nowhere, like no house, no other human being for miles.
Man, I mean, I get the appeal. I really do. I mean, because shit. I mean, it's nice not to be around a bunch of fucking assholes, but then again,
it was like prison though. I mean, it didn't last long. It didn't last long at all. My aunt finally, and my cousin who was the same age as me, you know, so he was a teenager at the time. They both were like, this is not a pleasant retirement. My uncle loved it.
Right.
He was kind of a hermity kind of he was kind of dude who liked to take a part electronics and put them back together and shit like that. So he was always
Jesus
hiding in his workshop.
Christ.
So he didn't care.
Right.
But, I think those that like talking to another human, even once a week, didn't have that luxury. So, and my cousin had to get like on a bus at 5 a.m.
to go to work or something?
To go to school.
Oh,
he got picked
shit.
Up for school. Because they were so far out, they got to go pick up.
Potato under his foot.
Yeah, go pick up the farm kids. So. It was really out in the middle of nowhere. It was crazy. That's when we got into that motorcycle accident.
Right.
Where
you got all fucked up?
Yeah, my cousin was had a dirt bikey kind of thing and would ride throughout the miles of scrub.
Screwed him.
And I was wearing a helmet.
Oh, yes. Congratulations.
But I was riding bitch.
Right.
And he was... He was not really good at operating that motor vehicle at that moment.
Right. I always like when people are surprised when they get in an accident on a motorcycle. What a shocker.
We came to a T intersection, and I could tell, even on the back, that we were going a little too rapidly
to make
a 90-degree turn.
Yeah,
and I surmised correctly because we flew off of the road straight through the T. And ended up in a ditch.
Right.
I went through the barbed wire fence.
Perfect. Oh, my God.
Not unscathed. Right. He ended up in the barbed wire fence.
Ouch.
With the bike on top of him.
Oopsie.
And then I threatened to leave him there to die.
Yeah, I would have been like, you fucking idiot.
I was angry.
But I would blame myself. No offense. You got on that fucking bike, dude. And you, that's just a bad call.
We broke the rules. There was a... There was a certain amount of area that he could ride, that he was supposed to be to be allowed to be ride in. And we didn't, we were rebels.
Right. You can't sit on a motorcycle, reverse cowgirl, and think you're not going to get injured, okay?
But I was telling him, I think you should slow down for this. I think you should slow down. I think you should.
Shit, man. That's terrifying.
I got cut in my eyebrow. So one of the fucking little barbs of the barbed wire just missed my eye.
Yeah.
I had a really big puncture in my neck.
At least it didn't rip your sac open.
And then I was cut in other areas where, but it really looked.
Oh, really?
It ended up looking worse than it was. Like once we got back to the house and our mothers freaked out and we cleaned up, once all the blood was cleaned off, you know, it wasn't that. Head wounds bleed a lot. So.
Is that what happened to Schittler?
The cut in my eyebrow like bled all the way down my face, but it was just a little tiny cut.
Probably looked cool.
I think we took pictures of each other before they washed us up.
Is that what happened to Schittler, though?
We got in trubs.
Huh? Is that what happened to Trump? He fell off a bike and hit his head, and now he's a fucking idiot for the rest of his fucking life.
No, he fell out of a rich pussy. And he's never had to do anything his whole life. Coddled.
Oh, God. He's just a jack-off. He's a fucking jack-off, and he's our fucking president. He has no sense of how to be cool or nice.
Yeah, every time I watched again last night a couple times, we're showing people out in the world. Hollywood Hick, we hung out with the Hollywood Hick last night. He hadn't seen the clip of Trump pushing the poobah of Montenegro out of the way angrily and then peacocking in front of the group.
Yes.
He's mentally ill.
He really is.
I mean, he's a fucking cock knocker. He's an asshole.
I blame the Russians. I blame the Trumpolos for electing this fuck. But more than anything, I blame the GOP and I blame Paul Ryan. These motherfuckers need to start impeachment proceedings. They don't give a fuck. And we have to hang this shit around their fucking neck.
Yeah.
The way we should have hung other shit around their fucking neck.
Horrible creatures.
Grow some balls, Democrats. Take them out. These guys suck. Take them out figuratively.
The big,
peacefully, the way you always do, like little pussies.
Yeah.
Don't say pussy.
We just, bluster a little bit over here. We're not like Republicans who actually throw punches and.
Yeah, we're not violent.
Take swings and stuff like that. But we may be having to defend ourselves. You won't believe several of the stories I got today for Faithless Friday. These fucking Christians.
Oh, shit.
We need to arm ourselves against these Christians. Well. And I ain't speaking hyperbolically. I ain't kidding. When I play a couple of these clips that you're going to hear today, these are some of these Christian asshole alleged pastor leaders or whatever who are calling for violence, not sugarcoating it.
Because why?
Saying we need violence to take this country back from the evil, libtard, godless homosexuals.
Yes. I mean.
Bring it, fuckers.
Yeah. You're all fat, too. No offense. You big fat fuck Christians. Damn it. I said I wasn't going to say pussies anymore. I'm not going to say that. I will only say pussy when actually referring to the vagina. You know, not. Yes.
We got lots going on in the world. Let's get to the headlines before we get to all the fun Faithless Friday.
Fuck you.
I can't think of another F word.
Feelings. Fiesta.
Fun fiesta. Perfect. Fun Faithless Friday fiesta.
Wee wee.
Let's see what's going on in your headlines, y'all.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, May the 26th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God.
It hasn't changed. It's gotten worse, Mayor of Paris.
Yes. Does she say anything else when you pull her string? Is that it?
I don't know if they've hung out. I wonder since. Like if she was at any of these NATO deals. I mean, she's a mayor, but who knows if she would. It is Paris. So
I would be like, if I hang out with him and I was a female, will he hold my hand like he did with Theresa May? Because I ain't
or
doing
will
that
he grab
shit.
My pussy?
Ew, wee wee.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
It's
Huff Post.
a bag of dicks to you.
I got to put my tooth in a little bit earlier before the show and practice.
By the way, if you want to send a bag of dicks to anybody, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, search bag of dicks, and you shall find...
There's a couple different types.
What you are looking for.
There's gummy dicks. There's, oh, yes. I think there's hard candy dicks. over at the Comedy Pig... Oh, I did that part already. There's a photograph of our former... Speaker of the House, the orange Oompa Loompa.
Boo.
May like to have a drink or two, allegedly.
Shit, with him?
It ain't alleged. Every picture I see of him now, he's got a glass of wine in his hand now that he's done with all this bullshit.
You have a whole bottle of that with him.
John Boehner, Boehner, who loathes some horrible evil.
Yeah.
But one of those that you could have a beer with.
Right. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like enough.
As long as you're white and you're straight and you're male, sure. He'll probably
maybe
okay
even
with
not.
You.
I mean, he seems like he's just like a pretty friendly guy overall. Right. A horrible opportunist, evil fuckwad, of course. But he was interviewed.
Yes.
He was at an energy conference in Houston giving a speech. So there's Boehner probably making 50 G's,
what a fuckhead.
100 G's to waddle in and speak at some energy conference.
Yeah.
He did a little talking about Trump. Speaking at the energy conference, Boehner praised Trump on foreign affairs.
Oh my God, is he mentally ill?
And had said he stepped up the fight against the Islamic State, but
overall
he gave a grim assessment
of
the president's first few months in office.
But he likes what he's doing with foreign stuff. I love it. Boehner, he must be on drugs.
Boehner said everything else he's done... Everything else he's done in office has been a complete disaster.
Oh, thank you, Republican twunt face.
He's still learning how to be president. See, this disaster is exactly because there should be no learning curve for president. Or not a big one. Obviously, there's going to be a learning curve. But Trump had a learning curve how to be a human. He still hasn't mastered that yet.
Mastered. Hey, Boehner.
We kind of want our president to be human.
Oh, yeah. He's sitting in a glass house tossing stones. That dickhead couldn't do shit as speaker. He was the most broke, dickiest speaker ever, right? He didn't do shit.
Right. Well, he also was around at a bad time when there was a black man foist upon the white snowflakes of America. So, I mean...
I
think there's
guy.
Not much he could have done with that Freedom Caucus, the Tea Party, all those racist twins.
He could have done something. I mean, he could have stood up and he said, listen, these are decent things Barack Obama is suggesting to do. Maybe we should vote on them. But he didn't because he's a cunt.
We could have put party over country and he could have squashed.
Yeah.
He could have squashed that whole Tea Party Freedom Caucus bullshit early on by saying, you guys are nuts. Fuck you. I'm going to work with Pelosi.
Why didn't he pass equal pay for women?
And they could have done that with healthcare, not with healthcare, with immigration reform.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Remember the Senate?
Yes.
Remember the Senate passed a comprehensive immigration bill, bipartisan. Little Marco was on the Gang of Eight. Remember that Gang of Eight or whatever? Eight senators who were tasked with
circle jerk
rewriting our immigration system. And it was a compromise. It would have helped a lot.
Yeah.
But the Republicans in the House,
the party
wanted the minority group, the Freedom Caucus.
The Freedom Caucus
said, unless you promise to launch every single illegal out of here unceremoniously with no trial, get him out of here.
And then
we're not going to compromise.
And then who fucking picked that shit up and won the presidency? Fucking Donald Trump. So, Boehner, you know, you can shove your fucking criticisms up your fucking ass. If you think you're better than Trump, you're out of your fucking mind.
He said, Boehner said he suggested investigations into Trump and possible or into Russian interference was necessary. But he thinks talk of impeaching Trump is only going to make Trump's political support stronger. The loonies on the right are going to circle their hate wagons and be like, fuck you.
Well, I mean, I think it's time. I don't know. We got to put our fucking neck on the boots or boots on the neck of the hate wagons.
He said, the crazy left-wing Democrat colleagues of mine bringing up impeachment talks. Talk of impeachment is the best way to rile up Trump supporters. Remember, impeachment is not a legal process. It's a political process, which is true.
We're crazy, by the way. Boehner's saying the libs are crazy for bringing up impeachment. Fuck him.
Well, not many of them are. Even Pelosi won't say that word. And she thought those couple of Democrats that are calling for it outwardly, even on the floor of the House, she thinks it's too soon.
She thinks Maxine Waters is wrong?
Yes.
God.
I mean, she agrees with her in spirit, but she doesn't think that we should be using the I word yet.
God, until we have up.
Until they have the evidence.
Right.
Of it. But we need to get the evidence, which means we need to investigate.
Which, yeah.
And in the outside chance that we investigate and there's nothing, why wouldn't, that's the whole point. That's why we know Trump is guilty as fuck. And right. They're all guilty as fuck. Because why would they not say here?
Yeah, yeah.
Right here.
Here's all the shit.
Here's absolutely everything of mine. Look at it. There's nothing, there's no Russian jizz anywhere.
Yeah, but don't
you think, all my dress.
Right. I mean, I know you want to have the case together and all that shit, but the longer you wait, and the longer this goes on, the more damage this fucknut is going to do to our country. And we don't, I mean, there is some urgency there.
But there's nothing the Democrats can do.
Yeah. But we don't know. I mean,
there's nothing the Democrats can do.
Yes, there unless is. There's bullshit, evidence. Man. You can get, you Tell can me. Do like Maxine Waters and you can scream your fucking face off.
Okay.
And you can shame these motherfuckers into submission.
How's that working?
Okay, you're right. It's not working.
It doesn't work. They're in the lead. And they have no shame. They're not shameable. A guy who decked a reporter yesterday is now in Congress.
Yeah, but okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean,
they don't have the numbers to do anything.
So, well, I mean, they should just not say anything.
Well, no,
you know?
We need to keep the investigations alive and keep that going as much as possible. The special counsel thing is a good thing.
Yeah.
Politically, there's utterly nothing they can do unless some of these Republicans start showing scruples.
Oh, that's right. That's true. Yeah.
There's no impeachment. Won't happen.
I agree with you. I'm just saying I like to hear, I don't know, maybe you're right.
But their point,
fucking matter.
Boehner's point and Pelosi's point is that you're riling up his base by doing that.
Yeah.
That it's the same shit that the Tea Party politicians did to their base with, we're going to repeal Obamacare when they couldn't.
That's totally different. You're comparing one thing that is a doable thing and the other thing, which is not a doable thing. They weren't going to repeal Obamacare.
Which one's doable?
The impeachment. When you get there, you don't.
My whole point is that you don't have the votes to get there. So
I agree with you. Right. I agree with you.
No, I mean, it's impossible. Yeah, yeah. It was impossible for them.
Right.
To repeal Obamacare. It was.
Yeah, yeah.
It couldn't. Now, right. You could say, well, yeah, if we win the House and the Senate and the presidency back, then maybe we'll be able to do it.
Right.
But right now, it is impossible to impeach him.
Yeah.
Unless Republicans show a spine. We need 20, 25, 30 Republicans to show a spine
I mean, it's a little skewed to think. I don't know. If his approval rating is so low, why can't the Democrats use the only thing they have, which is their fucking voice? Why not use that? So, I mean, what's the point of all the marches then?
Well, that's different from the political leaders doing it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, and I know what you mean.
I mean, I think we need our in any war, you need your cannons and you need your diplomats and you need your small arms.
Well, the Democrats have plenty of diplomats. They have no cannons. Well,
right.
They really don't.
But I just don't think the whole Democratic Party right now should be out yelling impeachment. I don't think that's going to help. And it's pointless.
Right. Yeah.
Right now they should be screaming about that stuff too, but also making sure that anytime any of these assholes, you know, there's some slippery, nasty, sneaky stuff coming in under the radar that these fuckers are doing while we're all looking at Russia, while we're all looking at how big of a dump Trump took on somebody's plate.
True. Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, there Ben Carson is wreaking havoc over at Urban Housing and Urban Development, and
I wasn't too worried about that because I figured he wouldn't even know how to find his own office.
Betsy DeVos, totally fucking people over with some of the policies that she's changed.
Right. Well, you can't do anything about it. You just sit there and wait until these fucking 2018 pokey fuckers get around to doing their fucking job.
We have to hope that the we got to count on the FBI and foreign, you know, there's a story out there too, that, not only has he pissed off our intelligence community, but he's really pissed off like the Europeans too. And there was somebody who has contacts, with the European spooks, who said they're like white hot light was how he described their anger with Trump. And jeez, that means they're going to be helping as best they can.
Yeah.
To make sure all the truth gets out.
God, if this guy ushers in a world war, how is Trump not the Antichrist Christians? How do you figure that in your little fucking pea brains?
Wasn't he one of the horsemen or something? I forget. What was Jim Baker saying with his ridiculous
screed, another whatever you said about the fucking end times.
That fucking Revelations is
stupid,
fucking crazy.
It's dumb. You think about it, like, I wouldn't watch that in the worst fucking action movie ever. Who wants to see a bunch of horses in the sky?
and it's really a mushroom trip. I mean, yes. I think whoever wrote it, I always forget who they or attribute it to, but that it had to be mushrooms.
Oh yeah,
some kind of hallucinations.
By the way, speaking of that, USA Today declared mushrooms the safest recreational drug in the universe.
Oh, there you go. Over weed? Well, I guess you don't have to smoke them,
right? You don't have to combust it or whatever.
That's good.
Yes, I mean, once you find the ones you're supposed to eat, that is
correct. out in the cow patties, right?
Right.
So that's the headline. Over to the HuffPost. Is John Boehner saying that the current presidency has been mostly, quote, a disaster?
Well, John, I mean, no offense, dickhead. It wasn't, you know, great under you either when you were in government. You were a big piece of shit. God, these Republicans giving Trump shit. I don't know why it bothers me. Because the GOP, they have this illusion that they are different than Schittler. They are not. Schittler is just, he's loud and he's not collected and he's a buffoon.
Oaf.
Yeah.
He's crass. He's classless. Boehner's
just a little smoother. That's all. And when Boehner's fucking you in the ass, you just don't notice as much. But he is.
Right.
And he did.
At least Ted Cruz is so unctuous that he...
unctuous.
It's obvious.
Yeah.
I really want to... I think... Do we talk about this on the show again?
Crab diving rehash.
The senator from Minnesota, Al Franken.
Oh yeah,
is on a book tour now. He wrote a book, and gloves are off now.
He doesn't give a fuck.
I think there's a whole chapter on Ted Cruz, and he said, "My colleagues, what was it?" He goes, "I think I like Ted Cruz more than any of my colleagues in the Senate." And I hate Ted Cruz.
And that's the only guy he named, right? That he talked about in his fucking book.
And he said he's breaking the protocol of the civility of the Senate because Ted did it first. Remember when he called Mitch the bitch a liar? He called his own leader a liar on the Senate floor.
He
and there
is,
was a
though, right?
Big mean, outcry on the right. Oh, right. No, how dare you do that?
God.
So, and then there was another, I think he's got like quotes from other people or they played quotes on the TV show I was watching of, other Republicans.
Yes.
What they've said about Ted Cruz. Right. And it's all the same thing. They all hate him.
The guy. He's a dick. But you know, the GOP guys, Trump is not anything unique from you. He's the same. He's the same as you are. I hate that delineation seems to be, you know, they want to act like he is not indicative of that shit party, and yet he is. Absolutely.
Well, the party's rolled over for him. There's a difference, but you know, I mean, they weren't violent thugs before. They weren't skinheads. I mean, they were, but they weren't obvious about it. They weren't obvious and emboldened about it. And now, in the past, even the Republicans, if one of their ranks had said the N-word,
yes.
I mean, they would be out in a second. Now it would be, well, you know,
the
political correctness this year. Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, look at Gianforte. These assholes.
Right.
We can get, we'll check the drudge, but after they did... one of the stories I've got is the reactions of Republicans to a man who grabbed a reporter and slammed him to the ground.
Oh, God. It's so fucking, it's infuriating.
And some of these vile thugs of the GOP are out there being like, oh, well, he was a little girly man. He deserved it. This annoying little reporter. Well, I saw a tweet from one of these alt-right fucks, and he was like, That little beta male got exactly what he deserved.
He was asking about the CBO, which might be germane to the people that live in the fucking area, the constituents of this guy.
And Gianforte had famously tap danced on his opinion about it, because when he ended up voting for it, voting for the horrible bill.
Yes.
But then said he wanted to. He still wanted to see what the CBO score was or something like that. Like somehow he was trying to have it both ways.
He wanted to see how fucking bad he was fucking people. Yeah. And if he should actually feel bad for it. And
so,
then he ended up choking a guy.
So this reporter was like, well, you know, and he wanted the answer kind of then. The guy's like, well, we'll set up a meeting. You can go talk to my guy. And he's like, well, you know, the election's tomorrow. We'd kind of like to get a quote. And that's when he got body slammed.
Yeah.
But same guy again, who Ben, I forget his name. We'll get to it in a minute. Ben something or other.
Right.
Who, same reporter who wrote a story about Gianforte and his, let's call them Russian business dealings.
Oh, yes. Everybody's connected to Russia. Even Trump's private fucking attorney has connections to some rich ass oligarch over there. Who the fuck has this many Russian connections?
Well, I mean, you hear Chris Matthews these days. That's what he keeps asking every pundit that's on, everybody that he thinks might know. What's going on with all these Russian things? Everybody's got Russian ties. Jared's got Russian ties. Sessions has. Everybody's. What's with Russia all of a sudden? Why does everybody like Russia?
I mean, what is the. God, it's like. It's like we're in the middle of a weird little revolution here in this country. It's insidious.
Yeah. An infection.
Yeah.
And Putin is a genius, an evil genius.
God, and we don't have any choice but to sit around and wait for these Republicans to get their dicks out of their fucking own assholes.
Or for the intelligence community to just finally produce so much evidence that even they can't. But who knows? Evidence and facts don't seem to sway them a lot either.
No, they don't give a fuck.
The headline over to the Drudge Report.
Ooh, eat my dick.
Says,
fuck you.
Pentagon plans ICBM intercept test.
Yay. That sounds like fun. Where are they going to do that?
I guess this is jerk off material for right.
Ooh.
This is it leads to a story over at the Associated Press.
The AP.
Preparing for North Korea's growing threat, the Pentagon will try to shoot down an intercontinental range missile for the first time in a test next week.
Let's figure that out, dude.
The goal is to more closely simulate a North Korean ICBM aimed at the U.S. homeland.
Wow.
Trump's
for this? It surprises me.
The American interceptor has a spotty track record, succeeding in 9 of 17 attempts.
Well,
against missiles of less than intercontinental range since 1999.
Right.
The most recent test in 2014 was a success, but that followed 3 straight failures.
Shit. What do you do? Just triangulate the motherfucker and shoot it down, right? That's all.
The system has evolved from the multi-billion dollar effort triggered by President Ronald Reagan's 1983 push for Star Wars.
Okay.
Solution to the ballistic missile threats. Now they're saying they're going to test it. They're going to test it again. See if hopefully we can get something that can shoot those little fuckers down.
Right. I'm just surprised Trump would be for that, because that's something to protect us. He seems not to be into shit like that.
Only to protect us from 4-year-old Syrian kids.
Oh, that's true. Did you see where he wanted to cut his budget, cut funding to some project in L.A., some early earthquake warning detection system? We don't need that shit. Fuck it.
You and your
science. What the fuck?
Well, they want, yeah, they want as many of us out here to perish as they can. It's, I remember when there was a, I don't know what was going on. Was it that gas leak or something? Or, I mean, there was something going on that was, yes, you know, not good. And people, right. Oh, no, it was a dam.
Okay.
Remember that dam that they thought was going to bust and wash out that town in,
oh, yeah, in California.
Northern California?
Right on.
It didn't. But I remember on the Twitter, I think we even talked about it on the show, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher for previous episodes of this. But we talked about it on the show how there were evil, heartless assholes all over social media on Facebook and on Twitter,
yes,
saying, oh, good, maybe some of those libtards will get drowned.
God, that's so fucking stupid.
Yeah. That you say that, there's a story on the on CNN about a Trump voter.
Yes.
An older woman named Krista, who relies on SSI income.
Okay.
Supplementary security income.
Take
to
her.
Survive.
Yes.
She was, oh, I might have the audio of this. Let's listen. So, I mean, this is, she's a Trump voter, of course. And now she's finding out that the budget that the president sent is going to cut her survival money.
Why did you vote for this guy, you fucking idiot?
Let's see if we can get this from CNN.
We did the main impetus of the Trump budget is to get people back into work, to have work requirements. Now, you might think, oh, gee, that's such a harsh thing to do. We did that under Bill Clinton, a Democratic president.
This isn't the clip I wanted. This is just a toady talking about it.
Right.
So Krista Shockley in the interview explained that there's simply no way she'll be able to find work if her SSI payments get reduced or eliminated. I've got problems. I'm crippled in my feet, my knees, my back, and my hands.
God, all fucking mighty.
They first interviewed her last fall when she explained that she's a lifelong Democrat who was voting for Trump.
Oh, my God. Is she she handicapped in her brain as well? Because Jesus Christ. Oh, it's so frustrating.
She reacted with shock after CNN told her that President Donald Trump's budget proposes massive cuts to the program, keeping her alive.
God, even if you didn't know, even if you watched that Trump campaign and you didn't know the specific cuts he was going to make in the budget, couldn't you infer that his policies would come down hard on poor people?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that based on his rhetoric and shit like that? I mean.
And he's, he doesn't give a fuck all about.
He doesn't fucking care.
He still buys into the ridiculous trickle down theory, which is rich people spear fucking the country.
It's a lie. Why would you think, based on anything you've seen of Schittler when he was running, he would have any kind of compassion towards anyone
right,
except his own angry fucking orange dick?
So that's your headline over at the Drudge Report is about the IBM,
right,
ICBM intercept test. Be afraid, be very afraid,
especially if you live in Hawaii.
We've got, or here,
right, in Hawaii,
on the West Coast,
they've changed some sort of their protocol for like emergency drills or something to include like a nuclear,
oh, great,
bomb threat or some
Japan
bullshit.
Too, right? Didn't
oh,
we
yeah,
see that Japan is doing? Well, is like changed their
they've been under threat for a long time though, right?
They're way close, yeah.
Yes.
Just across the water there. So those are your headlines over everywhere. Let's see what else is going on. Let's get in this fucking goddamn Gianforte ass fuck hole in the ground dickwad.
He looks like every asshole I've ever fucking met. He does. That bald fucking white head of his.
He did apologize. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
He apologized during his acceptance speech for winning. Thanks for voting me in. I'm kind of sorry I threw that little cuck to the ground.
You know, that sort of deserves its own speech, right? I mean, he took a guy, he put his fucking hands around the guy's throat, and then he slammed him to the ground. That's your own thing, don't you think? I mean, don't you think that guy deserves his own moment?
Well, yeah.
I'd want to sue that motherfucker for everything
you know that's
he's fucking worth.
You know that's happening.
God, he got elected. Gross.
less than 24 hours after being charged with assault for body slamming a reporter.
Yes.
Greg Gianforte won the Montana special election.
Crooked Hillary. That's right. Go ahead. Sure.
He will scheduled to appear in court sometime between now and June 2nd to face his misdemeanor assault charges.
Oh, yes. And by the way, I bet Gianforte will get the same kind of shake a person of color would facing those charges.
Oh, of course.
He's an elected fucking official who's white.
He got about 50% of the vote. Rob Quist, the Democratic opponent,
right,
got 44.
Yes.
So a 6-point difference there. And a Libertarian, Mark Wicks, got 5.7%. Close in a, yeah, in a blood red state, but nonetheless, not close enough. I guess 2/3 of the votes had already been cast. They have an early voting system, mail voting kind of system there, right. And they
so feel free to assault people before the election. You probably won't affect your.
They said they were getting a lot of calls of people who were like, "Can I change my vote?"
Oh my god,
I voted for the thug that beat up a reporter yesterday. Can I change it? And they can't.
Yeah,
cannot.
That is insane. It seems like there should be something. It seems like there should be a standard that if you do something like that, then you can't vote. You can't run. You can't participate in an election.
I think they tried that in the past, and there was here it says Republicans, even if they wanted to, couldn't refuse to seat him.
Yes.
There was a case back in the 60s where I guess somebody, I don't know what the criteria was or what had happened, but somebody won a House seat in the same kind of thing where there was a crime committed
right
before they were elected, and God, they still got elected. But they
couldn't get rid of the guy.
The House tried to deny his seat.
Yeah.
It's Powell versus McCormick. Powell had been duly elected to serve in the House of Representatives, was denied a seat by adoption of a House resolution where the Speaker ruled was on the issue of excluding Powell and could be decided by the majority vote. The House's action followed charges Powell had misappropriated public funds and abused the process of the New York Coats. So, you know, typical cheating.
Yeah. But the GOP, I'm surprised when voters have a problem with that. I mean, if you vote GOP, you know, on the regs, then you are good with all that kind of lying,
sure,
and cheating
these days,
and bullshit.
He sued, and some of his voters sued.
Yes.
And I think he won. Went to the Supreme Court and he won.
Oh, shit.
Ended up getting his seat.
Good for him.
There you go.
All right.
I guess if you don't go to jail.
Yeah.
That's the criteria.
Damn, when I lived in Montana, I met a lot of hippies and a lot of poor people, and I just can't imagine they would think there's anything in that Republican Party that is for them, that could help them. I guess there's lots of racist dickheads in that state.
And they got their evil representatives, in quotes, again, telling them things they can't do.
Yeah, we got to get
that are impossible to do. None of this would be happening, really, if these evil white racist Republican representatives, and not even maybe they not might not even be racist, but they pandered to the racist base.
Yeah, and they get them out to vote, right? They mobilize.
And Obamacare was the great evil, even though, you know, I saw something yesterday. Anytime a Republican says Obamacare was shoved up our asses, rammed right up there. It happened in 8 seconds. The Democrats didn't even let us know what was happening. It took months and months and months and months and months.
Right.
And there were 80 Republican amendments that were accepted.
Oh, my God.
Debated, accepted, and in the final revision of the Affordable Health Care Act. The Democrats weren't even allowed to read this latest one.
That's so fucked up.
So for these fucks to squeal and say, oh, there was no talk about it. They just rammed that through us.
Yeah.
And then they come up with Trump Care, which actually is. being rammed into the holes. I mean, it's not going to pass, but they tried to do it that way.
God.
To pander to their
what
stupid
base. What do
they
get out of trying to do something that has no fucking chance?
They go back to their town hall and the knuckle-dragging drool cuppers. They tell them, look, 74 times I voted to get rid of that Negro care.
Yeah. I mean, really,
but they don't tell them.
Yeah.
Actually, we can't win this fight unless we win all the houses and even then they couldn't
Why did the Democrats even show up? What's the point of showing up to government then? If they can't do anything, why does Chuck Schumer go to Washington? Why doesn't he stay home and
some things?
Why doesn't he just play fucking Street Fighter all day?
They can do some things. They can slow things down and well, in the Senate, they can throw wrenches and things and slow shit down. And in the House, they can still, which is what happened with the first version of Trump Care. The Democrats held fast.
They screamed about it and then.
Well, they didn't do anything. They didn't vote. They voted against it and allowed the stupid Freedom Caucus to torpedo it.
Right.
Because those extremist loons.
They didn't like it either.
It didn't kick enough people off health care.
Sad. It's also sad. So stupid.
And it's going to go nowhere.
Yeah.
How many senators, Republican senators, said, well, it's dead on arrival. Those are the exact words. Corker.
Yeah.
Right-wing nut job. It's dead on arrival.
How can these hyper-masculine loons that vote in the GOP, how can they watch Schittler curtsy in Saudi Arabia and still manage to find a modicum of support for this guy? Doesn't he look like a cuck there? Doesn't he look fey?
It wasn't a curtsy. He was adjusting his giant balls.
I mean, I really expect you see that and you expect these rednecks to say something horrifically homophobic about it. That's why
some of them have got the mads over him not the being mad. Nastier to that. The Muslims.
I've never heard that. I got a case of the mads, I do.
I said it the other day. Oh, another story that we'll talk to. I think
we all should be mad that he went over to Saudi Arabia and taught those people, and talked to that country like they were some normal country or whatever. I mean, they're horrific. Well, crucifying people and shit, throwing rocks and all this other kind of bullshit.
And then went and pissed off all of NATO.
Yeah. And then he had Festivus at NATO. He should have had Festivus at Saudi Arabia.
It's an international embarrassment.
God, these Republicans, they act like they're hardliners, but Jesus Christ, grow a spine against Saudi Arabia. They did 9/11, dumbasses.
It said even before Gianforte apologized at his acceptance speech.
Yes.
Ben Jacobs is the name of the Guardian reporter that he choke slammed to the ground. Ooh.
Some people are probably into that shit.
Early indications suggest the Republican House leaders have no plans to make any moves against Gianforte.
Yeah, why not? It's a seat, right?
Particularly after he apologized in an election speech, election night speech. Last night, he said, I learned a lesson. I made a mistake and I'm sorry.
What are you supposed to learn when you're that fucking old? How old is that guy? He's got to be in his late
60s.
Maybe. Oh, he's 50s. Okay. You've learned enough, dickhead. You should know not to take a human being and slam him to the fucking ground.
Eddie Munster.
Yeah, gross.
Who I really didn't think it was possible for him to become more loathsome, but goddamn.
He's a piece of fucking garbage.
What? He just really pried his asshole open for Trump to dive in and has
why didn't
not.
Why didn't his dad pull out? Why didn't his dad pull out? Blow it all over the memory foam. Would have been better for the country.
Well, Ryan's probably Irish, so maybe maybe they don't use little rubber things on the end of their John Thomases.
Sad.
I can wear because we're Protestants. I can wear one of those condoms on the end of my John Thomas.
Every sperm is sacred.
There's a great, I guess John Cleese also is in the headlines because he had a really funny anti-Trump tweet.
Oh, yeah?
Which I'll get to. I'll find it in a second.
Awesome.
Paul Ryan said, I'm going to let the people of Montana decide who they want to represent them.
Oh, fuck you.
Before the election was decided. I'm going to let the people of Montana decide.
I'm going to let this. I'm going to let that. Fuck you, racist.
National Republican Congressional Committee Chairman Steve Stivers.
Stivers.
said, "From what I know of Greg Gianforte, this was totally out of character. But we all make mistakes."
Hey, dickhead, what if he had picked you up by the neck and slammed you on the fucking floor? Would you be that fucking gracious, you dick? What if this was someone you were related to that this happened? I mean, God.
Yeah, I want to arm the press. How great would it have been if Ben Jacobs pulled out a knife to defend himself and this white fuck fell on top of it as he was attacking him?
The problem is, you do anything to these snowflake little GOP dickheads, they play the victim, and it's like Greek theater to them. They love it. Then you're playing into their fucking hands. They suck. It's really the party of shit.
And I wouldn't want him to be killed. Just
of course not.
Maybe stabbed a little.
Well, of course not. You know, I mean, this guy did wrong, right? He did wrong. But yet the Republicans are lashing out at the left for their horror over this shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's in the fucking wrong. He picked somebody up by the neck and body slammed him, whatever the fuck he did.
Ooh, excuse me.
God, I mean, listen. They are the party of fucking violence. You're the party of violence.
A key congressional special election, the alleged body slamming of a reporter for The Guardian, Ben Jacobs, by the Montana Republican House candidate Greg Gianforte. Here is audio of the alleged assault.
To the CBO score, because you know you were waiting to make your decision about health care until you saw the bill and it just came out.
And what we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you
have
to
speak
right
with
now.
Shane, please.
But you got it.
The last guy that came in here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here.
The last guy did the same thing.
You were the guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
The last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Get the hell out of here.
I think that's when that thug's two brain cells fired, and he was like, oh, fuck.
Nah.
You just body slammed me and broke... I got the fucking hiccups now. You just body slammed me and broke my glasses, and there was a pause.
Bah!
And then he was like, get out of here.
Where is he? Where did this happen?
It's some campaign event, I think.
Who the fuck is he
Montana?
To tell this guy to get out of there?
It was in his office.
It's not his public office. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
fuck
really
him.
Sure.
That guy, hey, listen, that reporter could have said anything. That whatever Gianforte did to him was not justified. But that reporter was not being violent, was not even being pushy, if you ask me. He just said, hey, can you talk about the CBO that's going to affect all your fucking constituents? And then he got body slammed.
Yeah, and Gianforte said, we'll talk about it later. And he said, well, there's not going to be time to talk about it later. Yeah. The election's tomorrow. That's when he said, talk to Shane, one of his office toadies. Yeah. And then there was not even a response. All of a sudden he just leapt upon him.
Who are these people? These Republicans, man. This is the worst fucking party. They really are.
They're all heinous.
You're co-opting Jesus. You're making all these Jesus people think you're their guy and you're not. You liars.
We've got here, Coach Dave.
No.
Dave Dobenmeyer.
Piece of shit.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
That's right. I ain't got no faith.
But this is playing into exactly what we're talking about these violent Christians. This is Coach Dave saying America needs, quote, a more violent Christianity.
Okay. Is there one? That's all it is?
I remember about a year ago, maybe it's a little bit longer now. I was listening to Michael Savage, the Savage Nation.
Brother.
He's not saved. He's not even close to saved. But Savage, a lot of times, will go to the scriptures and read the scriptures.
He's not saved. He's not even close to saved. But sometimes he'll go to the scriptures.
Why would he be saying that about Michael Savage, that he's not saved?
I don't know.
I mean,
I think because he was... Wasn't Michael Savage brought up Jewish?
Yeah, that's it. He thinks he's burning in hell because he's Jewish.
But what he's about to say is okay because it reads from the scripture every once in a while.
Where's that caveat, you know, in your stupid fucking book of bullshit?
Yeah, I got these fucking hiccups. Okay.
I was listening to Michael Savage, the Savage Nation. He's not saved. He's not even close to saved. But Savage, a lot of times, will go to the scriptures and read the scriptures. I think he's a non-practicing Jew. And but he'll read. He's smart enough to go to the Bible because of the wisdom that's in.
Oh, he's a non-practicing Jew, but I think he's smart enough to go to the Bible.
Man, what in the fucking fuck is this about? He's smart enough to go to the Bible,
even though he's a Jew.
That's like saying he's smart enough to go to the Bible to what? Influence people? To manipulate people? Is that what he means?
I think the key is that he's slamming Jews.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, he's a Jew. But this one's smart enough to go to the Bible once in a while.
God, Dave, how anti-Semitic are you, you fuckface?
He's not saved. He's not even close to saved. But Savage, a lot of times, will go to the scriptures and read the scriptures. I think he's a non-practicing Jew. And but he'll read. He's smart enough to go to the Bible because of the wisdom that's in the Bible. And I'll never forget what he said. It just kind of, you know, again, one of those arrows hit me right in the face.
Ooh.
He said this, the only thing that's going to save America is a more militant Christianity.
And turn your monitor down, Dave.
Yeah. A more militant Christianity.
Yeah, Michael Savage. A more militant Christianity. We need a more militant Christianity.
Well, how much more militant can we get? You're trying to weave your fucking bullshit Jesus crap into our legislation and our laws.
Oh, I think he's talking about guns and baseball bats.
Wow.
Militancy. Wow. God damn it.
Like those cops down wherever where they put Jesus stickers all over their fucking patrol cars.
He said this, the only thing that's going to save America is a more militant Christianity. Wow. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violent and violent men taken by force. And as much as we, listen, fellas, as much as we don't like it, Bible's full of violence, full of it.
Oh, yeah. The Bible's full of fucking violence. We always point it out all the time. It's a fucking torture porn.
Oh, absolutely. That's why it's, you know, your bullshit religion that we can compartmentalize and you guys can be in charge of it. We don't want it in our fucking government because it's fucking strange. It's fucked up.
It's just full of it. The thing that separates the Bible from everything else is that the Bible teaches violence as a last resort. But it does teach us that there's a time for violence. There's a time for war. There is a time for war. And you look at all the crap that the disciples went through. And you look at all the crap that's going on around America, around the world, even today. The violence against Christianity.
Oh, violence against Christianity.
Here we go. That myth, that bullshit that there's a war on white people and God and Jesus and all that shit, that's the same reasoning that fucking Gianforte can get away with slamming some guy to the ground.
That cuck of a Jew reporter annoyed him.
Oh, yeah.
He deserved to have the shit beat out of him.
There's a war on white people and Jesus.
And then, of course, he's going to have examples. I have no doubt he's going to pick the four or five places where there is some Christian persecution maybe going on or some cases of shit like that happening. But you can't, one thing you can't drum into these people's tiny little brains is the fact that ISIS and Al-Qaeda have both killed infinitely higher numbers of Muslims than they have of other faiths.
And how does that one example they're going to give going to make it all right for these Christians to behave badly, to push their faith upon me? You know what I mean? Imagine you're a gay person, and now whether or not you can get married, whether or not you have certain rights when your partner is in the hospital is dictated by some twunt like Dave in a Google fucking Hangout. I mean, fuck off.
But the disciples went through. And you look at all the crap that's going on around America, around the world, even today. The violence against Christianity. And the only thing that's going to save... See, Christianity is not going to fail. The only thing that's going to save Western civilization is a more aggressive, as Savage said, more violent Christianity.
There you go.
How is this guy not picked up? I mean, he's inciting violence. His little idiot...
He's
listeners.
Using the word.
Yeah.
It's not vague.
Right. He and his people are going to, you know, behave badly based on what he says. Because, you know, he has some influence, I guess, a god.
And these are the lying sacks of shit who think they have the moral certainty.
It's stupid.
Yet they're justifying horrible violent acts because, you know, we got to win.
It's, you know, it's just like when really dumb fucking people come to stupid fucking conclusions, and now they're acting on it.
I don't know if you saw this or not. The media has gone crazy over this. Trump walking in the authority as president of the United States, as the man who's large and in charge, as the man who's paying all the bills.
Oh, I wonder if he's talking about that video where he pushed the president of Montenegro out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
See, little tiny pencil dicks like Coach Dave here love that.
It's
oh, look at the big obnoxious American swinging his big dick, offending everyone worldwide like we should because we're the biggest and the best.
What do you get out of that? You know what I mean? Like, what do we get out of that? What do we get out of Trump doing that? Nothing. I wish Dave could think past. Okay, I understand.
Let's stop. I wish Dave could think.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can stop right there. Yeah. Right?
I mean, why can't he think past the fact that it's going to make you feel good? Okay. What if we need something from Montenegro? Or what if we don't? What if it hurts us to look like big giant bullies?
Oh, they think that, I mean, that's never the case because that's all they got. They don't have brains.
You know, this bluster Trump's using against North Korea is just truly astounding when you think about the ramifications that could have. These fucking idiot reactionary Republicans, just they're little babies, and they have to lash out. I don't get it.
As president of the United States, as the man who's large and in charge, as the man who's paying all the bills, against those little worms. Now, I want you to watch. They call for the press conference. You ought to watch the Young Turks and what they said. You ought to watch Maddow and what they said about how he's not presidential. And he's rude. And he's egotistical. I want you to watch. Trump walks up and he is going to grab one of these leaders. The leader of NATO, I think, is the guy. Trump grabs him.
He's not. It wasn't the leader of NATO. But listen to the scorn in his voice.
I don't understand
other this. World leaders. He's going to grab this leader, this pussy boy, this cuck, this beta male Montenegro president. And our big, strong male, manly president pushes him the fuck out of the way.
It's fascism, man. It's this nationalistic bullshit. We're the best. It's American exceptionalism. Make America great again. America first. Fuck Montenegro.
Right.
It's stupid.
Puts his hand out, pushes him back, and Trump walks in front of him, walking in authority, not acting very presidential. See, they want us to be like Obama and bend over and let him have us, right? That's what they want us to do. Watch Trump walk in authority here. And then,
but God, Trump bending over and letting Putin have him.
Oh, yes.
A-OK. Spot on. Wonderful.
Color me there, baby.
News goes nuts. Go ahead, Jer.
Oh, no, now they're playing the video, which is embarrassing of goddamn Trump.
Really,
but listen to him. He's turgid down below.
How is that help?
Over Trump.
How does that get anything? I don't understand this Coach Dave. God, I hate him. What a dick.
A little puppy. Ain't nobody barking at him. It's like those skunks I got out. Here's wandering around, man. He's walking in authority. Walking in authority. He walked to the front and center, and they all know it too, man. He just spanked them all, remember? He just spanked them all.
These guys are
God,
sick. Sick,
damn it.
Sad,
so
little, tiny, bald, pencil dick boys. Little, insecure, tiny, little, dumb boys.
I mean, and just think about what he's known for. Standing outside of Planned Parenthood and yelling at people as they go in to get whatever health care they need. I mean, this guy is the lowest form of human shit.
But he's representative of all the Trumpansies on social media, all the Trumpalos.
Yeah. And you all got Obama bent over. Obama bent over. Are you fucking kidding me? Look at all this Russia shit that's coming out. You guys are bending over the fucking Russians.
Right.
You let Russian media gulags influence your fucking vote.
But that's okay.
You bent over.
Because Putin's another alpha male.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's okay if we hang out with the alpha males. Not like those cucks from Montenegro.
But he's from Russia. He's from Russia, you dick.
It's beyond.
It's so fucking stupid.
Hanging out with the Hollywood hick last night. We just kept saying, we're in the bizarro world. We can't. Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
There's more sane people in this country than there are these GOP troglodyte fucking loons with not one thought between their fucking ears. But yet, somehow they got their guy elected. That should be the fucking story. That is a tragedy. There's plenty of smart people in this country, and they don't have anything to do right now.
Here's another one. This is a... Oh, God, I'm getting pissed about these fucking hiccups.
Should drink some water or something.
It doesn't help. I have to... I can get rid of them if I can have a quiet moment, but we've got a show going on, so it's kind of hard for me to meditate away my...
You want me to run some jokes?
It's kind of hard for me to meditate away my hiccups.
Kidding. Yeah.
Wayne Allen Root is a right-wing lunatic, conspiracy theorist.
Fuck you.
Described on right-wing watch as a Trump-obsessed sycophant.
Ooh, yes.
He's got a radio program.
Oh, wonderful.
Any asshole can have one.
Oh, yeah. Crab. Everybody, anybody who's a dick, talking to a microphone, make the world worse.
Crabdiving.com.
That's right.
iTunes and Stitcher.
Yes. By the way, go to Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon, buy some shit, and we get paid.
He's outraged, I say, because WorldNet Daily had its Twitter account temporarily suspended because WND has been pushing the Seth Rich conspiracy theory recently.
Okay. They don't want fake news on their fucking site.
Here's Wayne Allen Root. I don't know if he's going to say it, but at one point he gets pissed that conservatives are, quote, all wussies.
What?
And they don't understand that we have to fight back so viciously.
Oh, my God.
And we have to boycott every liberal in this country. But listen to where else he goes.
Okay.
We got to fight. We got to fight like animals. You know, Twitter suspended WND's Twitter account today, meaning WorldNet Daily, a very popular conservative website, because they were mentioning the Seth Rich case.
I like to fight.
You know that Sean Hannity's on a forced vacation at Fox News, just like Bill O'Reilly was, because he mentioned the Seth Rich case. Talk about censorship. Republicans are out of their minds. Conservatives are out of their minds. They're all wussies, and they don't understand that we have to fight back so viciously, and we have to boycott every liberal company in this country.
You've tried that. It doesn't work because there's not enough of you nut jobs.
Yeah, there's not. You guys are really loud, and you have like they each have like 500 AOL accounts.
Million moms each. That are like 20 fat Tennessee women in a basement.
More like million pound moms.
That was million calorie moms.
yeah, that's good.
The not that I'm fat shaming. I'm just describing them. Wayne Allen Root continues here. Listen to this.
He's a dick.
We got to fight that violently.
God damn, look at your party. You're not violent enough.
Right.
And we have to contact every company that advertises on MSNBC and CNN and every single company that has an ad in the New York Times. Target them all. Every company has an ad in the Washington Post. Target them. Every company that advertises on liberal websites like Huffington Post and many others.
You mean like we did to Bill O'Reilly and him removed from the airwaves within a week?
Yeah, because nobody, you know, most people don't agree with this nutball.
Right.
Target them just like they do to us. It's time to get hundreds of thousands, preferably millions, preferably 63 million people had voted for Donald Trump to make their voice heard before.
They made their voice heard.
Oh, my God.
Thanks. All of our holes are bleeding right now.
Alan.
You've made your voice.
We fucking hear you, dickhead. We fucking hear you.
We are taken off the airwaves and our lives are erased. See, free speech is meaningless. You can argue it's in the Constitution and no one's changed it.
You don't get free speech.
Right.
On a private television network.
Yes.
The First Amendment protects governmental speech and speaking about to and from the government.
Yeah, and I own Twitter. And if somebody says something on Twitter I don't like, I can make that go away.
Absolutely.
Because I own it, so suck my dick.
Even for whatever reason.
I don't even have to tell you why.
Right.
Fuck you.
There's no First Amendment involved.
Suck a dick.
It's completely meaningless if you have no advertisers.
What about the fair market? I mean, this little bitch baby is squealing about using the fair market. Well, that's what we're using.
Yeah, it's the fair market.
The lefties aren't calling for violent.
Oh, yes. Call for a boycott. Go ahead. Call for it, you stupid idiot. Right. Like you did for, what's that show? Hamilton.
You're
boycotting a show that sold out 2 years in advance.
New York Times.
Yeah. Failing
if
paper.
Liberals write 10,000 letters to every single advertiser saying that if you keep advertising on Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly, and if you advertise on WND, boom, we have no free speech. If Twitter decides they can take you off WND, take WND off of Twitter because they mention a case where a guy was murdered, then we have no free speech.
That's not free speech, Snowflake.
Yes, stupid.
It has nothing to do with free speech, you ass.
Yeah, educate yourself.
It'd be like somebody calling the show here and demanding, well, you have to let us talk. It's free speech.
I don't have to let you do shit.
We press the button.
This is mine, you fucknut.
Shut them up. Yeah, I mean, they're so dumb.
Yeah,
and
stupid.
Hypocrites, by the way.
Insensitive.
Right.
Well, God.
Didn't the hashtag fire Colbert trend a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Didn't they scream bloody murder that they wanted him removed from the airwaves because he's such a dirty, nasty man who said that Trump is Putin's cock holster?
And think about the shit they have said to other people.
Right.
How many times have you called a gay person the F word or a black person the N word? And you're going to lose your mind because Stephen Colbert referred to the president as Putin's cock holster.
And
that is disgusting.
And they beeped it.
They beeped it.
And blurred out his mouth so you couldn't even read what his lips were saying.
Yeah.
If they hadn't made the outrage about it, I wouldn't have heard.
I never would have.
Would you have heard the joke?
Fuck no. I mean, had I heard it, I would have laughed.
But
it's funny, but I didn't hear about it.
Had they not gotten their panties in a bunch about it, then
yeah, I
wouldn't
none
of us would have heard that joke.
No. By the way, thank you.
Right. It's
thank,
funny
thank
fucking
you,
joke.
I'm glad I was aware of it. It was funny.
Do we have no rights? You know? And a friend of mine wrote something so telling today. Wayne, I wouldn't be surprised to find out that the left, the Democratic National Committee, Media Matters, Right Wing Watch, Center for American Progress,
Crab Diving,
SEIU, and many other left-wing George Soros paid groups has
We haven't gotten paid by George Soros yet. We are wide open for any payments from the billionaire.
Yeah, right. Write me a fucking check. By the way,
any cures for hiccups.
Hey, could you pull up all those stories about George Soros paying people? All the images and the pictures of check stubs from George Soros paid out to protesters.
Yeah. Let me see.
See if you can find any.
Here we go.
Oh, that's weird. Jeez, that's strange because I always hear these right-wing nut job little fuck faces complaining that George Soros is paying all these protesters.
I mean, he has donated to, I think, MoveOn.org or something like that, but
that's donating to something.
The Mercers bought the presidency for Trump. Those evil billionaire Mercers, those crazy Christo fucks.
Yeah. That sucks.
Betsy DeVos bought her way into the Secretary of Education seat by giving, a couple $1 million to super PACs for Schittler?
God. Gigantic offices in cities all around this country, boiler rooms with people being paid, making calls and writing emails and sending letters and
organizing people is different. See, they don't want organization unless it's them. They're allowed to organize, of course.
Right.
But like corporations are just people.
But
labor unions aren't. Figure that one out.
Oh yeah.
Government isn't. How is government not people, you fucks?
Well, but what they would say is the corporation is people in the sense that all those 401ks go out to somebody.
What do you mean?
Know what I mean? Like all the 401k programs, you say you work for a certain company and you can opt into that.
Right.
And so when the government does something like takes away a tax break from a corporation, that company's their bottom line's hurt. So less money is paid out in their retirement plans. That's what these GOP fucknuts will say to you when you say corporations aren't people.
Yeah, and
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
It came up.
You know,
that Romney quote came up because they were talking about Citizens United.
Yeah, yeah.
And corporations being able to donate gazillions of dollars themselves. But then what about the employees?
Do they want to vote for some dickhead?
Well, that's the point. But they say The Supreme Court said, well, yeah, the corporations are people. They should be allowed to do that. But labor unions now, that's a different thing.
And, you know, that's crazy because that's actually...
They're trying to outlaw labor unions.
That is so fucking... Which
is people organizing. They're trying to destroy the labor unions.
How far do we want to go back in time? Slavery?
Oh, depends on the Republican, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one they'd like to flip.
No, yes. I want that.
And then licking the letter and putting it in the mailbox to sponsors and newspapers and cable and TV networks all over this country and all over this world to try and destroy the right. They've got boiler rooms of people trying to destroy the right. My friend is brilliant. The guy who wrote this is worth like, I don't know, $100 million. Brilliant, brilliant, big-time businessman.
And God, there it is, the filleting of someone who's just got money.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Obviously, there's so much better than the rest of us.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And he hit the nail right on the head.
Because that's exactly what Jesus said.
Oh, yeah.
It's all Jesus talked about. Was how we should all strive to be like the rich because they're so much better than us.
But didn't he throw the moneylenders out of the fucking temple or something like that?
That's his thing.
Yeah.
He's anti-rich. He never said anything about some guy putting his dick in some other guy's asshole.
Right.
Yet he, every page of the New Testament, shat on rich people.
Yes. Not gay people.
He continues, hell, they probably even use robots and sophisticated computer software to reach out and send their messages. Why doesn't the RNC and right-wing groups backed by wealthy individuals fund our efforts to put all of them out of business?
You guys do that. Fails because there's not enough of you racist snowflakes that are out there to make a difference. Or maybe your base is on welfare that you're taking away from them and they can't afford it anyway. So it's a toothless boycott.
Or maybe, you know, you guys are dying out. Mm. And that's not sad. That doesn't make me sad.
And you know why, I know why, lazy, cheap, wussy country club rhino a-holes. I'll say it different than the way he said it.
You mean like Donald Trump, the guy that you're currently wiping his jizz off of your chin? Do you mean Jared fucking Kushner? I read an article about Kushner over the weekend that, you know, he's a slumlord.
Oh, really?
Just like Trump. Yeah. There's a number of places where he uses the same tactics.
Yeah.
He evicts people and then sues them into oblivion if they owe him $5.
Oh, my God.
And
he just fucks their life up.
And the places that he owns are shitty. He keeps them shit. If you complain, he finds a way to throw you out and stuff like that. He's a slumlord like Trump.
God, listen, white people, I know Jared Kushner looks unassuming. He seems like he's a nice guy. He is just like Trump. You know, don't be fooled by this fucking guy. He's a piece of garbage, just like Ivanka.
And his father was thrown in jail by Chris Christie for corruption and shenaniganry.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the way that that circle works, the way those people work and roll.
Yeah.
You know, Jared fucking Kushner.
Oh, God.
That turd did not plop far from the asshole. And, you know, he's just as evil and crooked as the rest of them.
I'm still seething over that story we did yesterday about Jared Kushner and Ivanka putting their fucking art exhibit, or their art collection on Instagram. And he's got a painting worth $600,000.
More than that. That's just one of them, yeah.
God, that is some let him eat cake shit. There are people starving in the fucking street, and this guy has millions of dollars nailed to his fucking shit wall. That is insane.
Oh my God.
And fuck that.
I was just going to close the Drudge Report, and I scrolled down a bit, and there's a picture. Hillary gave a commencement speech.
Yes.
And she coughed.
You know, I put a story up about Hillary's commencement speech. And that's what they pulled from it?
Hillary's still coughing. Blames allergies. Coughmencement speech.
Yeah. Oh,
used to plug Dark Money Group.
No. She used it to put her shoe up Schindler's asshole.
Right. It was a great, She had a great joke about impeachment, but she joked about Nixon.
Right.
So it wasn't a direct impeachment call or claim against Schindler, but everybody knew what she was talking about.
What does it say about your guy if you voted for Trump? Yeah, she's coughmencement.
Daily Caller.
Oh,
Hillary gets choked up at Wesley commencement, blames allergies.
Fuck you.
Here's the video.
God.
A college official rushed to deliver her a lozenge and a water bottle as she choked on her words. She credited her croaky delivery to allergies rather than emotions, which drew cheers and laughs from the crowd.
That's sexist. That's them saying, oh, look, she's a woman. She's getting emotional, yeah, and she can't handle it.
That's a sad stupid little brotastic Daily Caller site. That's fucker Carlson's little exercise. And look, my penis really isn't small. Ooh. It's not small.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
They're
Sucker.
So sad.
You're garbage.
Such sad little boys, and they're in charge. That's what's terrifying.
Oh, God. It makes you just want to vomit outwardly.
A dash holes. I did. He didn't quite say it that way. He finished the word. We need to hire an attack dog. We need to hire former CIA or NSA or FBI or Navy SEALs that have been involved in counterinsurgency operations all over the world.
So we need to hire to take on not only us mincing liberals.
Yes.
He's also talking about the lazy, cheap, wussy country club rhino a-holes.
Counterinsurgency. Counterinsurgency.
Listen to the next sentence. So we need to hire former CIA, NSA, FBI, or Navy SEALs that have been involved in counterinsurgency operations all over the world.
That have killed people, that understand how to fight, that don't bring a knife to a gunfight, that bring a gun to a gunfight, preferably a shoulder-fired missile to a gunfight, preferably a nuclear weapon to a gunfight.
What an
just,
idiot.
You know, that whole turning the cheek thing, that's what Jesus meant. Jesus meant turn your cheek and then so that you can aim better.
Yeah, I mean, that's the stupidest. God, what an idiot. What a fucking idiot.
People that have killed people that understand how to fight. So he kind of starts out saying, you know, we need an attack dog to counter the misinformation.
Yes.
But there's no hiding the fact here that he says we need people who are going to go out and kill people.
Explain this to me. How does this dickhead thinks that his stupid ideas with all this stupid shit he has to say, how does he think like somebody from the NSA or Navy SEAL or somebody from the FBI is going to see things the way this dickhead sees things and is going to want to act on it? That's stupid.
Yeah. Former SEAL or something.
Yeah.
They want thugs. They want Gianfortes running around armed, shooting reporters.
Well, they do have thugs. They're called the Klan.
Right.
Domestic terrorists, racists, violent dickheads.
That's not what he wrote. That's what I wrote. That's my addition to this letter. It is time to go after the left as viciously as they go after us. What is the matter with the Republican Party? What is wrong with us?
I can tell you.
We have to go after them as viciously. Well, what does that mean?
I don't know. I don't understand this guy.
And then on social media, the first thing they'll go after is, oh, yeah, look at Berkeley, you violent libs. Oh, yeah. What about Black Lives Matter and those terrorists?
Listen, the Republicans don't understand it. You know, the Black Lives Matter movement is a peaceful movement. And do you really think it needs to be? Maybe not. I don't know. But it is. And you know what? We're lucky that it is. Just think about how minorities and people have been disenfranchised throughout our whole fucking history.
Right.
And this guy is saying they're violent. That you're the violent dude. You're the one calling for the violence. The violence is on your side.
Well, black people are being summarily executed by cops.
Right. And no one, you know, and could you imagine you that happened. And then we elect Schittler, who spent his whole time during the campaign ejaculating out that blue lives matter all over the fucking place.
He lit up the White House blue a couple weeks ago for Police Week, which I don't really have a problem with.
I do. But the symbolically, that is not the message.
It's a fuck you. No, yeah, it's
that
a fuck you.
Fuck you.
If Obama had done it, it would be an honor, you know, honoring those that have fallen, given their lives, and those that the handful of honest, good cops that are out there. And you're not an honest, good cop if you turn a blind eye.
In Schittler's context,
to what's going on,
we know what lighting up the blue light, the White House with blue lights means. I get it. It actually emboldens cops to do the wrong fucking thing.
Well, look at Jeff Sessions. He's
oh my God.
Can't wait to get some more black people.
Yeah.
Trophies.
You know, every once in a while, I forget that Jeff Sessions is our attorney general.
Oh, that's nice.
Jesus Christ. Because I'm white, you know? Yeah. And I'm not going to get pulled over because I'm profiled.
Like we keep saying about the move to Florida, everybody down there is so nice.
Yeah, but we're white.
But we're white. Right?
And male, it helps.
I mean, yeah.
Why can't you guys, Republican leaders, fight as hard as the Democrats fight? As viciously? Why don't?
What does he mean by that?
I
mean, seriously, what does
know.
He mean by that? If you're talking about the leaders fighting viciously, is he talking about, I think Paul Ryan should, maybe stick a shank in Pelosi, get her to shut up. I think that'd be okay.
God. The reason they say the Democrats fight violently and ferociously because, I mean, the Dems have the facts on their side. And the moral high ground.
Oh, right.
And that does nothing but upset and infuriates these people. They're little babies.
Don't you understand that it's a war out there and they're coming for your women and children? Don't you get that?
They're coming for your women and children.
You fucking idiot. What is he basing that on? Listen, I don't know who this guy's married to. I don't know if you have a daughter or whatever. Who is this guy?
Wayne Allen Root is an American businessman, political figure, television radio personality, author, television producer, and commentator. His daily War Now talk show on AM in Vegas is syndicated nationally by the USA Radio Network.
You know, Root, Wayne, whatever. I don't want your wife, and I don't want your fucking daughter. I don't want you. I just want to wait. I'm just waiting for you to die and to decompose and turn into worm food. That's all anyone's waiting on, you shithead.
He ran for president as a libertarian.
Oh, geez.
It looks like a couple of times.
He was a
longtime libertarian, but rejoined the Republican Party and endorsed Mittens Romney in 2012.
Shittens.
Supported Republican nominee Donald Trump in the 2016 election.
Hey, you bullshit libertarian dickhead. If you're a libertarian, what are you doing endorsing Mitt Romney? Is Mitt Romney a libertarian?
No.
Fuck no. Is Schittler?
No.
Fuck no. You're full of shit. You're a poser.
They're trying to take us all off the air. They're trying to destroy Sean Hannity. They already destroyed Bill O'Reilly. He'll be back. But not
where? Where is he going to be back? He's back on fucking podcast. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
He's on Fridays with Glenn Beck.
Destroying Bill O'Reilly, a guy that took a woman and threw her down the fucking stairs. Someone's destroying that guy, please.
And Bill O'Reilly was the number one rated show on the network.
Right.
And probably the top paid dude over there at the network.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the liberals have enough buying power that they shut down, that those advertisers fled.
Yeah.
And we won. We won, why? Snowflake. We won.
Yeah, and if you're saying, if he's saying Rachel Maddow's violent, why is she still on the air then?
Rachel Maddow, yeah.
Yeah, why is she still on the air, dude? Why aren't people boycotting that?
I don't think she'd shoot a rubber band at anyone.
No,
I mean, she's such an intellectual, yeah.
On Fox News ever again, and they're just trying to take all of us down. And now they took down Twitter, the account of WND World.
They suspended it temporarily for pushing a heinous conspiracy theory that the family has begged Fox and all these other assholes to stop doing it.
But, you know, like, what do you think? I mean, do you think Twitter and Facebook and these social media platforms that are private platforms, right? They're owned by people. So are they growing a spine or a conscience or something? And they're saying, I don't want my platform to be responsible for proliferating fucking bullshit.
Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with that?
They say they're trying harder for to not allow fake news to trend. They're trying harder to...
Because they want people to go to their platforms and feel like they're not getting lied to.
Yeah. Except for Republicans who want to be lied to.
Oh, they love it.
On that daily, big conservative website, because they dared to mention the Seth Rich murder. You got to be kidding me. These people are mentally insane, and they believe...
Not the people inventing conspiracy theories with zero evidence.
Oh, yeah. What about those guys?
They're not mentally insane at all.
Hey, Wayne, do you think he ever listens to his fucking show? Do you think this guy ever listens back?
I don't know.
You don't listen back, Wayne, and tell me you're not mentally ill.
Banning and censorship, and I'll tell you right now, they would burn books if they could. They take every book I've written and they would burn them in a bonfire in front of a library. They don't believe anyone should read Ultimate Obama Survival Guide.
Ultimate Obama Survival Guide.
Is he plugging his shitty book that he fucking wrote?
Crabdiving.com/Amazon if you want to buy Wayne Allen Root's Ultimate Obama Survival Guide.
I'm sorry, are the progressives the one that want to, do we want to burn books?
Well, no, it's ridiculous.
It's so fucking stupid.
I wouldn't want anyone to burn his books. I would say, yeah. I would say, don't buy his stupid fucking
book.
Don't
read them. My God, don't read them. I mean, there's so many things out there on the planet. Read a book by Hemingway,
but I wouldn't take it off the shelf.
No, fuck no. In fact, I'm going to leave it on the shelf so I can fucking shame it and tell everybody how stupid he fucking is.
The libs aren't the ones tearing books off the shelves.
Are you threatened by Wayne Allen Root's fucking book? Of course not.
Oh, please, yeah.
Fuck off.
Number one bestseller in the country, by the way. They don't believe anyone should read Murder of the Middle Class, another bestseller I wrote. They don't believe anyone should read The Power of Relentless. God forbid you should make money and believe it's up to you. If it's to be, it's up to me, not the government, which is taught in that book. No. God forbid you should ever read Angry White Male. Just with that title alone, they would burn that book in the streets right in front of a library. And
it's just not true.
Why, you're going to burn this guy's so funny.
And it's just not true.
They're going to burn that book in the street right in front of a library.
Well, who goes to libraries anymore?
Yeah.
And which is sad. But who does this guy think he is?
I don't know. He's very confusing.
That we all, I mean, I only heard of him because of our show.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like,
I wouldn't know him otherwise.
But apparently he's big enough out there in the in conservaloon land that he's apparently sold a lot of his Obama survival guides. I wonder what, I almost want to
get
look at parts of the Obama survival guide and see what entails.
How do you survive affordable health care? How do you survive that?
Right.
Jeez.
They'd love to burn the Bible. Because we all know they hate God. We all know that's what liberals
there
like.
There we go.
Gosh, they booed God three times at the Democratic National Convention.
That's not what happened at all.
That was with the whole country watching on national TV.
That's not what happened.
And by the way, I don't hate God.
And you know they hate the country. They burned the American flag without even thinking. I know the real liberals. I went to Columbia with them. I watched them cheer for the death of Ronald Reagan because he was a white, pro-business conservative. They wanted him dead. They wanted him assassinated. That
says the man who just said we should hire Navy SEALs who know how to kill people.
To go hunt people down? This guy's nuts.
The hypocrisy.
Fuck you, Wayne.
You
suck.
I mean, you know, they've always been hypocritical to an extent, but holy fucking shit. What the times that we're in right now, it's
laughable.
Yeah, it sucks all the oxygen out of the room. How their hypocrisy is beyond measure.
Don't you think there's enough out there to sort of draw the conclusion that, yes, someone in the Trump campaign was colluding with the Russians? Like, at least there's evidence that Michael Flynn was up to some shenanigans, right?
Yeah, it's already admitted some things, yeah.
And that doesn't bother them. I mean, think about that. That doesn't bother them. The ability these dudes have to rationalize shit away, to compartmentalize the bullshit that their leaders do, it's nuts.
Well, and they accuse us of hypocrisy, but we're not. Like, they talked about yesterday, a couple of them were like, oh, what about that woman that drove that representative off the road? She pulled her car in front of him.
Oh, yeah.
Violently confronted him. And we said, she should be in jail.
Right.
Right next to the cell that Gian fucking Forte should be in.
Yeah.
I don't condone that.
Of course
but you're condoning
what
Gian Forte did.
If John Edwards was a fucking Republican, would he still be in government?
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe the White House by now.
That dude that, who's that guy? The guy that said he was on the Appalachian Trail and went to...
Mark Sanford.
Yeah, to South America.
A representative.
Yes.
Current representative Mark Sanford,
and
by
what
the way.
Fucking Republican... What party is that fucker on?
Survey says the GOP.
Bam! There you go. That's who you guys are. You're shit. No offense. I mean, really, God. The guy lied to his Secret Service. He didn't have Secret Service. He's a governor, right? He lied to his people, said he was at the Appalachian Trail, and said he's fucking his mistress somewhere in South America.
Yeah, he flew to South America.
And now he has another job with the GOP. They don't care.
He repented.
Ah!
He said he was sorry. He still hates black people and poor people, so of course he represents us perfectly.
This guy, that guy repented. I love it. It's amazing science fiction.
We've got a little feel-good story here.
Oh, yes.
This was, I remember doing this story a little while back.
Okay. Is this a follow-up?
Oh, no. I think we've talked about this before.
Okay.
No, I'm looking at the date. There's no way we could have. We didn't have a show.
Crab diving. We mentioned this in passing.
Back in 2012.
Yes.
There was a lawsuit.
Fuck you.
From a high school girl named Jessica Alquist.
Okay.
And she's an atheist.
Right.
And she sued to have a religious mural removed from the public Cranston High School that she went to.
Named after actor Bryan Cranston.
Probably not.
Okay.
Rhode Island State Rep. Peter Palumbo.
Right.
Went on a radio show. And here's his opinion of Jessica Alquist, an atheist.
In studio with us, Representative Peter Palumbo. Good morning, Representative Palumbo.
Good morning, John.
So proud.
So proud.
Oh,
so
what
proud.
She's been through.
What an evil little thing. Poor thing. And it's not her fault. She's being trained to be like that.
You think she's an evil little thing?
Well, I think she's being coerced by evil people.
An evil little thing.
How old is she?
A high school junior, senior, is an atheist. And at her public school, didn't want to see a mural of Jesus.
God, but she's a kid, and this politician.
No, she's an evil little thing. Well, the good news is she won, by the way, and they pulled that shit down. But like they point out over here at Pathos, to put it another way, an elected governor and official was bashing a teenager because she was the one defending the Constitution.
Oh shit, that's insane.
Well. Former state rep now, Peter Palumbo.
Sorry, Peter.
Has been indicted on charges of embezzlement.
Bam!
Family values, wonderful moral.
Jeez.
He called a young woman who was expressing her outrage over a blatantly unconstitutional endorsement of religion in her local high school.
She was right. She
absolutely
was justified.
And he called her evil.
Right.
Yet he, let's call him a Republican.
Okay.
Yet he was the one who was embezzling money.
Cheating.
And yeah, he got lost his House seat after 19 years in office. You got caught up in a contract scandal.
19 fucking years.
So he lost his seat after a contract scandal, but now this year he was arrested on charges that he stole tens of thousands of dollars from his own campaign.
Jeez, Peter. God, you got a case of the hypocrites.
According to the Attorney General's office, a statewide grand jury handed up an indictment.
No shit.
Charging former Representative Peter Palumbo with one count of embezzlement, one count of unlawful appropriation over $1,000, and one count of personal use of campaign funds. He's scheduled to be arraigned in June. Has been released on $5,000 personal recognizance bond.
Released.
And the last word here over at Pathos, who's the evil little thing now, they
right.
say.
Dang, man.
Hypocrisy.
Right. And that, you know, well, what he should have said, even if he obviously disagreed with this student about the mural, what he should have said is like, hey, I think it's great that there's a high school student who knows so much about civics and shit like that she actually thinks about that. That's a nice thing, actually, you know? It's somebody using their brain.
Well, remember that high school student in Louisiana who ended up helping take down like some horrible law, or he found out that they were spending taxpayer voucher money. Right. This is that bullshit that Bobby Jindal, when he totally spear-fucked all of Louisiana.
Who's Bobby Jindal? I forgot.
Yeah, which is great, isn't it? That we don't remember who he is.
Bye-bye, dummy.
He was like the golden boy at one point. Yeah,
he gave that speech where he had to drink water all the fucking time, right?
Was that Rubio, him? Rubio.
Rubio. Oh, sorry.
He was a brown Republican, and they thought, oh, my God, this is perfect.
It's my wet dream.
Then he was put in charge and ran
and then he talked.
Louisiana into the sewer almost faster than Brownstein did in destroying Kansas.
Who was worse for Louisiana, Bobby Jindal or Hurricane Katrina?
I thought you'd say David Duke.
I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
Well, Katrina, well, killed people. I don't know that Bobby. Well, Bobby Jindal's policies may have killed people. So that high school kid was the one who did the research and found that a bunch of these Christian schools were getting voucher money and teaching kids that the world is 6,000 years old and religiously indoctrinating them. And that's not legal.
Yeah, that's fucked. It's actually fucked up.
He was vilified.
Right.
By the good, loving Christians of Louisiana. The same thing. Some evil atheist kid whose parents have shoved the devil into him.
And it's not a fucking attack on religion. You just want the rules applied to everyone equally. I want to go to school and I don't want to hear about your fucking 6,000-year-old young earth bullshit because it's fucking bullshit. It shouldn't be in my fucking science class, dickhead.
We've got another case of out in Missouri.
Lucky.
The giant monstrosity of a Christian cross.
Ooh,
in a public area.
Oh my God, those are the worst. It's depressing.
The city of Neosho, N-E-O-S-H-O, Neosho.
Neosho.
Missouri.
Fuck you.
Has a cross.
Yes.
That is 60 feet across.
God, it's huge.
It's like on the side of a hill.
Oh, perfect. Everybody can see it.
And they've now had a complaint and brought themselves a warning letter from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. So, of course, the dummies in Missouri are saying, some Wisconsin evil atheist group coming down here telling us what to do.
Well, every once in a while, dickhead, somebody has to tell the kids how to behave, and you're a child.
Well, and that's not what they do. They have to have a local complaint.
Right. It's not, yeah, they're not trolling, right?
Right.
It's not a guy from Wisconsin going around, oh, okay, there's a cross over there. I'm going to go check that shit out.
They represent local complainants.
Right.
They also light the fucker up every night.
Do they really? Come on.
The letter to the mayor from the FFRF.
Yes.
A majority of federal courts have held displays of Latin crosses on public property to be an unconstitutional endorsement of religion. The inherent religious significance of the Latin cross is undeniable and not disguisable. No secular purpose.
Yes.
Detracts from the overall message that the Latin cross stands for Christianity and that display promotes Christianity.
Bam. Take
First
a
of
hike.
All, what secular purpose
yeah
are they coming up with?
I don't know.
Is this the historical? That's historical.
Well,
it ain't religious.
Show me the history then, and don't pick up that Bible.
Even if the cross were only displayed and illuminated during the holiday season, there would still be constitutional concerns. But this is a Latin crosses are not permissible Christmas decorations either.
You know what I like? When I'm having a picnic, I like to look up. I look at that cross, and I like to tell people, you know what that was used for? People used to be nailed up there, and they used to bleed or suffocate to death, and then they would die as a crow ate out their eyeballs. You want a sandwich? How's that nice? I don't want to look at that shit.
And last year, taxpayer money went to paying for a restoration of the fucking cross.
God damn it. You got to be fucking shitting me.
I'm sure we'll be having a response really soon about the evil carpetbaggers coming in, and then they're. But what's happening now is a lot of these assholes are figuring out that they're not going to win.
Yeah,
and they start looking at all the money it's going to cost. Right, and even some of these small town Christo loons are saying, you know, I think it's horrible and evil what all the atheists are doing, but we really shouldn't have. We should really remove it because we can't afford expensive lawsuits right now.
Got it. You know what really irritates me? It's like you got a big giant cross up on a hill. Now you can't have a big atheist symbol up there.
Well, they shouldn't in a public park.
Of course.
I wouldn't want a Darwin fish or a big sign says there is no God.
But then you got to be like, if you walk into a Golden Corral somewhere in the middle of Florida and you got some big atheist t-shirt on, now you got to be nervous. But if some dude waddles in there with a giant cross on their fucking shirt, that guy doesn't feel nervous.
Christians are persecuted.
Oh, yes. There's a war on Christianity. I forgot that.
Go to any atheist page on Facebook or anything like that, and there's tons of stories of people who put a Darwin fish on their car and it was vandalized.
Right.
Or who wore a Hug an Atheist t-shirt and they got spat at something like that.
No, man. It's fucking ridiculous. These people, they're children about their beliefs. They're kids. And we're the snowflakes.
Right. Because we're outraged by actual attacks on civil rights.
That makes us small
snowflakes. They're outraged on having to be treated equally as everybody else.
What do these people think? What makes them think that if Jesus returned to the earth, they would like their stupid ass Trump wearing. Jesus would like you. Based on what?
It convinces them that they're special.
God.
They're a special little snowflake that the Lord loves no matter what they do, what heinous, horrible other things to their fellow man that they do.
Right.
The Lord still loves them.
Oh, come on. Think that. Go ahead and think that then. I don't know. You're so dumb.
We're coming up on the first anniversary of the wonderful Ark Encounter.
Oh, shit. How's that doing?
With the Hollywood Hick and one of his friends last night, we were out speculating on when this when the Ark goes financially moves up, that what we hope happens to the Ark and what it becomes.
Well, we have a proposal, right?
I think several of them.
Kate, fire up the PowerPoint.
A gay sex resort.
Or a gay porn studio.
Porn studio. Well, you could do both.
Right. I mean,
you could go watch the porns being made.
That's a lot of gay porn out there. I think you might need to allocate the whole thing to the studio.
Well, now we're coming up on its first anniversary of the monstrosity in July.
Yay.
And there will be some enlightened, peaceful protest going on.
Ooh.
From sane, enlightened people.
Yes.
They're planning a they tried to put up a billboard nearby.
Okay.
And nobody would put it up. It says they call it Genocide and Incest Park. So God said to Noah, I'm gonna put an end to all people. Genesis 6:13. It's from the Tri-State Freethinkers.com.
You know, that is weird. Even if you believe in all the Jesus shit and you think, you know, women came from Adam's rib and all that shit, don't you take exception to the fact that God just looked down on the planet and was like, you know what, I can't help you guys. I'm going to wash it all off with water. I'm going to kill everybody except these weirdos in the boat. How do you like that, God?
So they ended up printing up a pretty big banner version of their billboard, and they set up across the park on the day it opened with the big banner there.
That's awesome.
So now the Tri-State Freethinkers are bringing the sign back, and they're going to have a repeat protest on Saturday, July the 8th.
Fuck you.
Jim Helton, president of the Tri-State Freethinkers, said their mission is anti-science, their story is immoral, and they practice discriminatory hiring practices while receiving up to $18 million in state tax incentives.
What are their discriminatory hiring practices?
You have to be Christian. You have to sign a... remember, we talked about that. And the legislature even presented their starfishes for
him. Oh, my God.
It's blatantly illegal.
That is some fucking, what is that show? The creepy fucking show. That's Handmaid's Tale bullshit.
Right. But you have to, not only do you have to profess that you're a Christian, you have to profess that you believe in their ridiculous, the world's only 6,000 years old, and Adam and Eve played fetch with a velociraptor.
Okay, then fine. Put your money where your mouth is. Is this arc, is it wildly successful? No, are they making shit tons of money?
No, it's really doing badly.
Why not? Why?
The evil libtards putting up their signs against it.
Wait, but where are all these Christians?
Well, right.
Running with their dollars suspended the stupid fucking ark that's built upon land. It didn't go anywhere.
Remember how mad they were when the Americans united against or for the separation of church and state and the Freedom of Religion Foundation?
Yes.
Sent some letters to all the school districts in the area saying, just FYI,
no
y'all.
No fucking field trips.
No school-sponsored field trips to this ridiculous religious icon monstrosity be allowed. Awesome.
And Ken
Ham was livid.
You know Ken Ham. That was in his little fucking business plan.
Oh, God, yeah.
Field trips all around.
Yep. Which is fine if it's some Catholic school or something. Right. Well, the Catholics don't believe in this shit either. But if it's
no tax dollars.
If it's some, yeah, right. No public schools.
We ain't Iran, stupid.
Discriminatory hiring practices. No LGBT, no atheists, no Catholics, no Jews.
How the fuck is...
They make you sign a vow of chastity if you're single.
Ha! Come on. This is Handmaid's Tale. That exactly... That's nuts.
They claim the Earth is 6,000 years old, the Grand Canyon was formed in 40 days, and that genocide and incest are okay.
Right.
I don't know if they actually said that, but...
Perfect.
They support what's in the Bible, and, you know, that Old Testament is really genocide-y and incest-y.
Fuck you. God. Under his eye. That's
meanwhile,
what this shit is.
Receiving up to $18 million in state tax incentives while maintaining their status to discriminate. I can't imagine how that flew, but it did.
That is so fucked up. This is the GOP. They're the party. They want to cut school lunches and the school free breakfast program and shit like that.
Right, right.
But they want to give tax breaks to these wackos having a business about a boat in a book that never fucking existed.
Yep.
This is nuts. But you can't hire Jewish people. Good God.
And it hasn't been great for the area. Ever since, this is another story over at Patheos, Ark Encounter has been bad news for the people of Williamstown, Kentucky. Remember they sold it like, Ken Ham was like, oh my God, there's millions of people every year are going to come to the town and all the businesses are going to boom. All these Christians are going to be buying shit.
Well, if you put this big attraction in the middle of some town that nobody wants to go to, what the fuck is going to happen to that town?
When Ham and his team... at Answers in Genesis, we're looking for a location for the bullshit.
Yes.
My words.
That's a good word for this.
$100 million attraction it cost him to build this. Which does make me a little happy that $100 million of Christian money went right in the toilet.
How do you spend $100 million building a boat that will never be on the fucking water? Sure. That is... Fuck me.
They pitched it as a job creator.
Fuck you.
One projection said Ark Encounter was expected to annually generate a minimum of 3,000 new full-time jobs. However, it says those jobs turned out to only be available for people who agreed to sign on to their fundamentalist Christian worldview.
And I take this job and I can't have sex.
Even a janitor has to agree the Earth is only 6,000 years old. Gay marriage is an abomination.
How evil, dude. How fucking evil. Somebody needs a job and you got to subscribe to all this shit.
Besides that, the city, which actually bought the bullshit and wanted to be the home of the Ark Encounter, offered Ham's team $62 million in junk bonds if they would build the ship there.
Oh, my God. They were wooing this guy.
Grand County gave Ham's team 98 acres of land for a dollar.
Oh, my God. I just had like 8 aneurysms.
And 2% of all employees' paychecks were going to go back to Ark Encounter to help them pay off the loan. So neither the government nor the employees were getting everything they deserved.
The employees had to pay for this shit show.
We're going back to Ark Encounter to help them
pay off
the loan.
God, that's fucking nuts, dude. So some of their check goes to pay for this fucking boat. That's bullshit.
Ham hasn't released any official attendance. We're talking about Ken Ham, who's the poobah over there, the guy that had the debate with Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yes.
There are many reports about the lack of people there during the middle of the day.
Right.
They say
there's
that
nobody there. At least there's no line for that wire slide. That sounds fun.
Unlike it's not like Six Flags. It's not that fun. The novelty will wear off. And unlike a real museum, there's no need to see this train wreck more than once. It says here at Patheos.
It's not that fun. It's supposed to be a theme park,
but it's Christian subjugation and
yeah.
torture porn. I mean, these are nutty Christians who the want punishment everywhere. And
it's flawed. You can't have a theme park that's not fun. I mean, that's the thing. Theme parks are supposed to be fun. That's the whole
yeah. Well, amusement
deal.
Parks. This is a theme park. It's not an amusement park because there ain't nothing amusing. Well, hilarious to us.
Oh, yeah. What about the Raptors? At least you don't have to wait in line to take a picture with a dinosaur. That's nice.
A judge executive, an elected official there in that county admitted there's been no evidence of any economic boom. They say they still have the same number of non-chain restaurants and hotels that they had.
Right.
They also voted to go from a moist county with limited alcohol sales to a wet county. So they expected all the Christians to be good drinkers.
Damn.
And they voted to make the bars make it a wet county. Which
well, I got to tell you,
I agree with because
that's a positive.
That's fucking bullshit where there's these blue laws that they still have on the books where you can't buy. You're a fucking adult and you can't buy a beer in Indiana on a Sunday because some Christian fucks decided it's against their religion.
And you're they're the party of small government, by the way. By the fucking way. Hypocrites.
This elected official said, I'm shocked. I'll be honest with you. We were told the vote in favor of alcohol sales would bring more restaurants, particularly with the ARC, but it hasn't.
Well, they lied to you, dickhead, just like they always do. And you'll always believe them. So fuck off.
I guess this guy's still a believer, though. He says, the ARC's been a great thing. It's been a great thing, but it hasn't brought us any money.
How's it great? Then define great. It's not a great thing. Nobody comes to it. It doesn't bring anybody money.
And they also negotiated a vastly discounted 30-year rate on property taxes. So they're not even the local government is even getting property taxes from this fraud.
And you know what sucks? If you go there to start a small business, you're not going to get the same kind of breaks. They got the warm, toothless blowjob. You're going to get fucked.
The founders hope to open a new attraction every year. Next up is a 2,500-seat auditorium for events scheduled to open next spring.
Fuck you.
Then a Noah-era walled city.
Oh, God.
AIG's Mike Sovat said, picture Disney Main Street with lots of shops, food, fun things to see. We got homosexual stonings over in the corner.
Oh, yes. You know, Christians, I blame you. I blame the Christians for this ARC encounter. You should have supported this bullshit because you believe in it. You should go there with your tourism dollars and spend it. Spend it on this shit park. Or if you don't, maybe you're full of shit with your religion. Maybe you don't believe in it. Because you should have supported this. It's the ARC, right? Oh, shit.
Holy shit, we're late here leaving. We got to go, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us this week.
Yay.
And don't forget next week, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Coast. Brian's doing some comedy soon at Rated R Comedy, at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram and Twitter, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And we'll keep our eyes open for you and our ears open.
Oh,
and
yes.
You go through our Amazon hole.
All holes filled.
Have a great week.
thank you. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.